Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Still, things are messed up all over town, transportation-wise. Our reporter Bob Henley reporting from Penn Station a short time ago on a scene of hundreds of angry Long Island Railroad customers staring at a schedule board and fuming. 25 to 30 minute delays reported, and that's not the half of it. Inbound commuters turning back home saying they're going to spend the day with the kids because the subways are flooded. People asking, why didn't they tell us on the way in that there was no subway service? Now there is no subway service out of Penn Station still, and people are saying things like they want more money for a fare hike. Where's the money they are already getting? So people obviously very angry at the infrastructure breakdown this morning after the heavy rains. WNYC's Fred Mogul is in Brooklyn right now. Fred, where in Brooklyn are you?
I'm in downtown Brooklyn, right across from the detention center on Atlantic Avenue.
And what's happening there?
Well, people are slowly funneling on foot toward the bridges, those who haven't given up and just decided to stay home. I passed my own subway station, and a lot of people were just camped outside, sitting, reading a novel or magazine or newspaper in the shade, and you're just kind of waiting for it. Downstairs in the subway, of course, there was a shortage of information. There was a lot of mud and rain, I should also add, but it wasn't clear whether trains were running at all, whether they were running a few stops. Most people just ended up walking out and leaving kind of frustrated.
Right. I don't think I can ever remember there being such a massive system-wide breakdown as a result of weather. There have been transit strikes, but that's the only thing that I can think of that has really brought the system to a halt in this kind of way, not even snow.
Right, and well, the difference with a transit strike, actually, and it's very similar in effect, but generally you have a little more warning, as we all did a couple years ago. This came pretty much without warning. And getting information, via the news media was pretty much the only way. I myself tried to get online. That was crashed. I didn't even bother with 311 because that didn't seem like too safe a bet. People are, those who aren't fuming are just kind of reconciling themselves to it, I think, to some extent. And it is, it is a good excuse if you were running late already. As to be honest, I slightly was toward a morning interview.
All right, Fred, you're going to have to fill out the timesheet accordingly. WNYC's Fred Mogul in downtown Brooklyn, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And again, the word from New York City Transit is still, for the moment, advising customers to avoid the entire subway system, if possible, because of extensive flooding on the tracks. There are also still extensive delays on Metro North and the Long Island Railroad and at the airports. Just take a pass if you can. Metro North, it has been restored, we're now getting word, but the trains are running with delays. The Long Island Railroad still experiencing serious delays, a half hour or so on many lines. They are technically running, so you can get in and out on the LIRR if you need to. But if you're coming into town from the island, right now, no subway service in or out of Penn Station. So be advised, we'll keep bringing you the latest. We'll be right back.